Hi there. This is Wayne Henderson from the Under the Dome Radio podcast at underthedomeradio.com, where all of our cow meat is half off, so to speak. We want to hear your thoughts and theories about tonight's pilot episode of Under the Dome. Give us a call, won't you, at area code 904-469-7469, or you can just write there on your smartphone or on your computer at underthedomeradio.com. You can leave your voice feedback right from there using the SpeakPipe widget right there on the right-hand side of the website. So, quick initial thoughts. I haven't even heard Troy's initial thoughts that he posted via YouTube. Be looking for that in the feed. Pretty wild pilot episode of Under the Dome. As you know, I've read the book, so I'm kind of spoiler-filled, though some things are different from the book, so we've got that going for us. But at the same time, there were enough similarities that it's like, okay, this has kind of come together. And they didn't take very long to kind of let us know that something's not quite right with Councilman Jim Rennie and his crazy son, Junior. At the same time, the special effects were very well done. That half of a cow was very disturbing, as well as some of the other things in there. Was it just me, or did it seem like there were a lot of commercials? I mean, more than your average amount. It just seemed like it was nothing but a vehicle to promote a lot of other CBS and CBS-related television shows and movies. It was like commercial, commercial, commercial for movie, for TV show. And maybe it was just me, but I'm definitely going to start watching with next week's episode at like 20 after the hour on my DVR and play catch-up, because that was pretty annoying and took me out of the moment of the show. And the show's coming together. It's going to be really interesting to see how day two happens under the dome and how long it's going to take for everybody to try to figure out who's good, who's not, who can they trust, who can they not. And, oh, I got to feel bad for the sheriff there at the end of the episode. Not a good thing. Not a pretty sight. And if you haven't read the book, what do you think is the deal with the teenagers, the two that have had seizures and are mumbling things about stars are falling in lines? Kind of weird. Give us a call. Let us know what you think. Area code 904-469-7469. This is Wayne from UnderTheDomeRadio.com.